this is where I put a trophy.
How can one Earthling have that much strength?
Special beam thunder!
Learn to respect your elders!
It's correct, Rex!
Bringing Frieza back probably represents bringing back the most iconic villain for the creator of the show.
The level they took it to from Battle of God, like, how do they do this? Terry Toriyama's a freaking genius.
I am Lord Frieza!
You got any water?
Oh, does he have water?
Yeah, we got some ice cold water.
Man, I'm telling
bottle?
You,
nah, ain't that bottle.
Fuck all. That shit.
They brought to eat bread tonight.
It's cold though.
It's really cold.
From the Himalayan mountains, probably.
They got a big ice.
I'm gonna go try it.
Yeah, man, this is. Oh, wow, that shocked me.
There is a god.
Cups are on the, well, you know what the cups are.
We just didn't know where the light switch was.
Yeah, that's something new to y'all. Yeah, now light's usually go. On.
Oh, God.
You're not drinking out of that. I was like, what is this?
You are not drinking out of that. Go get the cup.
Oh, Lord.
This man. I should have went to church and prayed for him this Sunday.
There's
a God, but even he says, be careful what you pray for.
Yeah, see?
You got what you wanted now. I'm about to gobble up this whole thing.
All right, be careful. I'm telling you, this water is very cold.
Yeah, so if you got sensitive teeth.
I do have sensitive teeth.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have a sensitive brain freeze, too. I dare you to just take it straight to the head. I dare you. I double dog dare you.
Hold on, let me show. Okay, hold on.
I double dog dare you, man.
Okay, hold on, stop.
Let me
pour it back.
No.
Okay.
Back out now.
I ain't backing out. Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Here we go.
Oh, shit.
I ain't working this thing.
Nigga, do you not know how to work your own phone?
Man.
You got it now?
I got it, yeah.
Straight to the head?
Yep, nonstop.
Cold ice water.
Oh, yeah. Look at the ice cube in there. I picked that thing, I was like, man, this is heavy water. This is some hard water right here.
Yeah, that is ice. This is oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
There we go.
It's going to hurt.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. Oh, how you feel right now?
Yeah.
I feel like a little bitch.
Some water.
Oh shit. shit that came out my nose.
Ah, that came out. Nah. Oh, shit. I think we're ready for the podcast.
Oh, damn. Oh,
that was terrific.
Shit, my nose is cold.
That's what you get. This man dropped one take.
Oh, shit. I was fine until Keenan said something.
I don't think what he said just said it all. Oh, oh, shit. I gotta watch that again.
Cartoon something, you know, whatever podcast.
What?
We're all hell gonna keep this shit together.
What's wrong?
I just keep thinking about what kids said. Oh, shoot.
That's a quotable right there.
Tissue.
You ready, Orlando?
I'm ready.
No, you're not. Oh, shit. Welcome to the Dragon... He ain't ready. He ain't ready. My God.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Keep it together. Is this mine or yours? This is mine. This is
yours. Yeah, mine's over here.
Yeah, this is mine. I can feel it.
You sound like Asha right now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, everybody gonna mistake you for Aja.
Man, you the new Aja? She's been around you that long. She catches on.
Take three.
Yeah.
Welcome to the cartoon something. You know what you're doing. Come on, man. Come on.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting losing my voice.
Well, that's not going
to be
the podcast.
Don't you got a rant you want to make about yourself, too?
Oh, I do.
So you might want to stop laughing.
Do you need to boil some tea?
don't have none.
Thank God. You don't need to hate that stuff.
All right. I think I'm burnt out now. Okay. All right, Matt. Go ahead. Lead us off.
Take four.
He ain't done yet. That's why I had to wait.
Take motherfucking four.
I think I found a booger on my cup.
Why? Shut out your nose.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez. Man, y'all the funniest people I know.
Duh. Oh, shit. For the fifth time. Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. This is the... He can't hold it.
God, he you sound like a breath. Yo, they're panting. Do I need to get your feet up? Are they swelling up? Oh, God.
Oh, shoot. Go ahead.
This is the Dragon Ball Resurrection F special. We will be giving our thoughts, opinions, and other things along with what you just heard of many, many laughters. Hopefully, I don't know. Shit. One of us almost died.
Yeah. Well, someone always dies. If you're not dying, then we're doing something wrong.
That's a new catchphrase. If you're not dying, you're doing something wrong. Yeah. Anyway, we will be talking... Briefly, maybe a long period of time, I don't know, however long we fucking feel like it, about the newest Dragon Ball Z movie. Orlando, would you like to lead us off?
Yeah, folks, if you go to the movie theaters pretty soon...
Hold on, pause. Spoiler alert, bitches. You have until the 12th to see it in theaters. If not, you can catch it on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm sure
I no longer care who does or does not see it by the time you listen to this shit. I will be spoiling it off the ass.
You know, he's been really restraining himself.
I was about to say, yes. Of all the things, I've restrained so hard. Like, Just look, I just showed the Whis versus Goku and Vegeta video before everybody else was like, okay, I'll show that and that's it. Except to Orlando.
Yeah.
So Orlando, go ahead.
For folks who haven't seen it yet, you go to the movie theaters, either 7, 8, wherever time you go see it. It does not start at exactly the right time.
No.
I think it's like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, there's like a 15 minute like pre-show, I guess is what they called it.
Of the voices,
yeah.
Of how they love Frieza. That's why they
brought it back. And then there's, it tests your Dragon Ball Z knowledge. You do a little quiz.
Yeah.
Most of them I got right. There are some off the wall questions that no one should know the answers to.
Right.
But you know.
Like how many planets or whatever?
Yeah, how many planets did Frieza destroy?
They didn't kill like the thing was seven.
I think it was 69. So you're pretty close. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said 69.
It was I think it was 79.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, like we supposed
I was about to
know.
Say 70.
You know? Yeah, like we didn't know that. They didn't put that in the anime.
They did kind of mention it though.
79.
I don't remember. Well,
they mentioned the number of planets. They just,
yeah.
I don't think they gave a direct number.
Yeah.
That's they put in the trivia. How many planets did Frieza conquer?
I think either Ginyu or Zarbon said something about that.
Yeah, they probably brought it up. But the beginning is like 15 minutes of them talking about how the movie's developed. You see all the voice actors of it. See the voice actors actually doing Frieza. It's kind of funny to see their faces as they're talking.
Yeah, something they could have did at the end of the movie.
Oh,
would
my
you
God.
Have actually stayed, though?
Yeah, I would have stayed. Okay. I watched it.
And if you're expecting Bulma to look how she does in the anime, you'll be greatly
yeah.
Surprised. Hold on. The Dragon Ball Z anime or the Dragon Ball Super anime?
I think she's in both.
I guess Super will be, off of Resurrection F, right?
Right.
His voice actor. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess off the Super one. The way she looks.
Also, spoiler alert, people. The girl who does Bulma in this one, in this movie, she's the voice of Michiko off of Michiko and Hatchim.
Yeah. Fun fact.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I heard something. I gotta look it up.
Oh, fuck. What'd you hear?
Something about Roth being the same voice actor as someone else in the anime. Whoever's Roth voice actor, he was also for something else.
Who's Roth?
From Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Somebody looked that shit up.
Oh, I did it right now.
Anyway, you two went to the movies, actually. I saw it way back in May off of some leaks. The last half. I saw from the part where Frieza came back to Earth all the way up to the end in May, and then in July before tickets were released, I saw the first part of the movie. So I kind of saw it two different parts, but still knew what was going on.
Yeah.
So how was the movie theater experience?
Nobody did the Kamehameha spirit bomb.
Hold on, pause. Yeah. Did the movie actually start? Like, did they show the first 15 minutes? Because I remember last time you guys went to one of these.
And we made the mistake of going to the same theater this time. But I would give whatever. I'm not going to name the theater.
The grace of God.
It was improved. I mean, the seats I wear in it were plush leather. The seat reclined. There was a button I pressed, and my legs paused, straightened out like I was in a recliner chair. It was an enjoyable.
It sounds like the green.
Yeah, it was like the green. It's all new out there in Hubert.
We had the handicap seats.
Oh, I'm glad we had the handicap seats now.
Oh man.
No, we weren't like this with our necks up. We were like. Because they have the regular chairs like this, and then the handicapped people in the wheelchair would have spots right there. There was no one there because you had to have reserve seating, so no one could have wherever you wanted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And folks, also make sure you get there real early because when they shut the lights off.
There's only two more days left of this.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
I was about to say, make sure you find your seats early or you'll have to.
If your theater does that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't have reserve seating when you buy your ticket, then. You may not get to sit with the people you go with. Yeah.
That one dude had to get up.
Yeah. Just like when you had a basketball game, you pay for them seats, get the fuck out.
Oh, man.
So anyway, first impressions of the movie when it started. Grandpa Piccolo, anybody?
Grandpa Piccolo.
Yeah, Grandpa Piccolo.
That was weird. I was not expecting him to babysit.
I told you that was going to be the first thing you saw where you weren't going to be.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, just over there rocking him.
Right. With his foot.
Yeah.
Arms crossed, trying to be hard still.
Grandpa Piccolo.
I hate what they did to Gohan. But even though he is half human, I guess he does.
What do you hate about it?
His hair and the way they did his hair. Now he wears jogging suits now.
Well, I mean, he always kind of did wear
normal, I guess, human clothes.
Yeah. I guess so.
And not to mention, if you're going to have a problem with his hair, then where's the outrage over Trunks' hair?
The thing is, the half Saiyans, their hair doesn't stay like Vegeta's and Goku, so they can change their hair whenever they want to.
Trunks' hair, Trunks.
Come on.
It looks like bowl cut, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is the only, like, noticeably different one.
Yep.
Purple and other shits like that.
Speaking of which, side note, I've totally forgot. You know the three, the fox, the
Emperor
girl.
Emperor Pilaf and
How did they? Because in Dragon Ball GT, they explained it, but in Z, how did they become
young
kids?
Well, I don't know. Did the dog and Emperor Pilaf did they become young again, or was it just Mai? Cause I think it's just it was in the last movie. Because she remembers she likes Trunks for some reason in the.
But it doesn't explain how they became.
I thought they wished for it to be young again back in Dragon Ball.
Did they?
I don't remember that.
Nah, in Dragon Ball, I don't remember that.
I don't know.
I'm just tired of seeing them in the movies now. Look, it was a nice little hello, how do you do, and battle of the gods. I don't want to see them anymore.
I think the only reason they do is to keep the people who watch it from Dragon Ball.
I don't care. Get them the fuck out. You got Master Roshi for it, and Master Roshi did some stuff.
He was in this movie.
Hey, he was kicking ass.
Now, question. I don't think he was flying. He can't fly, correct?
He cannot fly. He can't fly.
I remember someone holding him up like, hey, Master Roshi, he can't fly.
I looked that up. He cannot fly.
I think so.
So then Frieza in hell. Well, his version of hell.
Yeah.
King Yama played a nasty joke on him.
Damn, that was rough.
I saw that the first time. I was like, woo, shit.
Little kids.
Teddy bears hugging each other, dancing, fairies and little bubbles.
Did we ever see him in, I guess the only other time we saw him in Hell was in GT, and that doesn't count anymore. Because
nah, you saw him in Hell in Z.
Was
yeah, he? When Cell and Goku went to dine, and I think, yeah, Goku and Piccolo had to go calm down Cell, freeze the King Cole.
Oh, right.
So I guess they could just change Hell whenever they want, because like, this is not the HFIL I remember.
And then again, you saw him in Hell too when everybody was watching Blueface, Goku, and Vegeta.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. Yeah, they changed it, though.
Oh, yeah, I said Yama had to. Oh. Yeah, Boo down there with those guys, and probably Broly as well.
Oh, let them kill them all.
Yeah. Oh, wait,
they just
died
back over again.
At least you get to keep their bodies.
Yeah, if you die in Hell, what, you just don't exist anymore? Or just,
you don't really die, I guess.
I mean, but hold on, that's bullshit, though. Because remember, when Vegeta died, he didn't get to keep his body.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
How the fuck did Cell and Frieza keep theirs?
Right. Mm-hmm. And Cell killed more people than...
Oh, both of them killed more people than Vegeta.
Vegeta didn't destroy planets.
Yeah.
Actually, he did.
Yeah, he did. Actually.
Oh, yeah.
He sure
I guess
did.
He did start off like that.
But hold on. Vegeta had a reason why he killed planets, though. He was kind of a slave. Yeah.
Mm. It was funny, because even in that, he tries to convince Vegeta, or Frieza tried to convince Vegeta to work for him again.
Yeah. He's just like, man, bitch, please.
Yeah.
We'll get to that part.
So, let's see. What all happened?
Krillin has cool moments. 18's like, he's so cool.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. She cut his hair bald again. He found his old uniform.
So, his hair grows back. No, I guess it only grew back once, because it did grow back in Dragon Ball Z at the very end. He just got a different haircut.
Yeah.
The funniest moment... It's when Tien shows up. He said, I told Chao Tzu and Yao Chao to stay back. I knew it would get rough.
Chao Tzu.
That's the second time he said that about Chao Tzu. Yamcha, I don't remember them ever saying that.
Right.
No, nah, because you knew Yamcha wasn't going to do anything.
Yeah. I wonder how does it feel to be Yamcha mean.
He's the weakest human, isn't he?
No, he's not. No. As long as Hercule's around, he's not the weakest human.
Okay.
Just of the Z fighters,
yeah.
He's the weakest.
He has
plus, he just stopped training.
Yeah.
That too. Yeah.
You know, he was successful in normal life, though.
He was. He was a pro baseball player.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that.
He realized everybody else was still beating his ass and clowning him.
And Vegeta now.
Remember the Cyberman?
His wife, yeah.
Oh, man. That's a nightmare for him.
No! So, anyway, this group of guys who was going around still trying to be Frieza's guys. And
really don't even remember seeing them.
Because they probably weren't there.
They weren't there during the time.
Yeah.
And the fact that there was still a force going around trying to be, it's just like, okay, props to y'all for dedication, but man, y'all. You ain't got Frieza. Cooler's gone. King Cole's not there.
They should have wished for King Cole. Then
that was the original second wish was going to be that until that guy wished for a million zenny.
She's like, why didn't wish for 100 million zenny?
I guess it was nice they had a nice moment for them, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But shoot, that was a laughable army.
It really was. They got
and then you
up.
Saw when they came to fight, like even Frieza sat back, like, you know what, shit. I don't even know why all the other guys fighting Gohan can take them all out with by himself.
If he really wanted to. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Even the Namek could do it. Like, shit, Frieza.
I don't know why they still have scouters on. You think they would have developed the skill that they realize you can't use them anymore against these people?
Well, right. I mean, go back to when Frieza first showed up. Only really Ginyu knew how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And Ginyu was like the second in command behind him.
Yeah.
Because Arbonne didn't know, Dodoria didn't know, Kui didn't know. Kui was an idiot.
Didn't Vegeta kill him?
Sure was.
And then we go see. Let's see, what other parts are we missing? My memory is horrible on this one, but the alien dude that came from.
Oh, yeah. The, like, space patrol man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had some interesting. There are funny moments when he's fighting.
Yeah, it was all comedy. That's all he was.
Yeah.
Then we go see Goku and Vegeta training.
Yep.
Toriyama, I hope he explained that.
Huh?
I hope he explained that in Super about how they reached the God form.
Oh, you know he's going to.
Yeah.
Because it's two good forms that Goku has, the red hair and the blue hair.
He got to the original God through the first, you saw it in the first movie.
Yeah.
Then he just probably kept training more. And because he already kind of knew what the Super Saiyan feeling felt like as a regular person, yeah, as a guy, he just had to get there and boom, that Super Saiyan guy, that Super Saiyan.
Yep,
same thing he said. Yeah.
And then Vegeta, well, I mean, hell, just you know, if Goku's there, Vegeta ain't too far behind.
Yep.
I really hope that they give Vegeta Super Saiyan 3.
They're not.
Mm,
yeah. I don't think they're going to.
They're not going to.
He's just going to skip over.
I think this is something that, if you're a Dragon Ball Z fan and you were really going into this movie hoping Vegeta would get the kill, even though I told half of y'all motherfuckers that that wasn't going to happen, I'm going to leave it alone.
You called it.
I sat there and said, that's not going to happen, even while everybody's like...
He doesn't like Vegeta.
Thank you.
He does. That's why. That's why he even said it.
He does not like Vegeta. So realize Vegeta has some good kills, some noticeable kills.
He doesn't have the kill.
Right. He's either an accessory to it.
Yep.
That's the best he'll be. He's an accessory to Boo's kill. He's an accessory to Cell's kill. Yeah. He wasn't an accessory there, but...
I'm still pissed off. I'm still upset.
And this was the one time his pride didn't get in the way either. Because when he's fighting Cell, his pride got in the way where he could have killed Cell, but he let him go absorb the other android. Here, he could have killed him. But Frieza decided to destroy the whole world like he normally does.
Yeah.
But he can't win.
Plus, he would have lived anyway.
I don't think he would have survived. Vegeta, no, he
would have said.
Frieza would have survived.
No, Frieza would have survived. Vegeta
would have been dead.
Yeah, Frieza.
Okay.
Because Frieza can breathe since he's an alien.
Yeah. And he survived the first Namek explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Barely, but.
Yep, man.
Bits and pieces.
That was embarrassing. They replayed that.
Yeah, trucks. I like how they redid it too. Like, yeah, they updated it too. Just like the. Mm-hmm. It still looks the same exact way, but it just
they
looks
just touched
sharper.
It up,
yeah.
Touched it, yeah,
like
yeah,
HD.
It up, yeah.
But how quick he got disposed of.
Man, that was embarrassing. Him and his dad.
Well, no one really cared about King Cole.
Yeah.
I wanted to see what King Cole could have really did, what his potential could have been. Toriyama didn't do nothing with him too much.
He was just a character just to be a character.
Yeah, he was just there, I guess.
Mm. Okay, add another layer to this.
We gotta think of this new form of Freezes.
It was a new form, I guess. Purple. What did he call it?
Gold Freeze.
Yeah, gold, Frieza. Golden Freeze.
He's like, the name isn't anything special, but yeah. How's Golden Freeze for you? I'm gonna be honest, now that I've seen the movie and I can now say this out loud, what was the fucking point?
Of the form?
Of the movie.
Man.
You brought back Frieza, but even if he was to hit this new form, Goku's been alive for all this time. Vegeta's been alive for all this time. Gohan's been alive for all this time.
Yep.
Gohan probably wouldn't be, well, strike that. He goes from final form. Because before we got to Golden Freeze, he had final form and then 100% full power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was stronger at first than Super Saiyan, than a regular Super Saiyan. But the problem with the 100% full power was that it took power away from Frieza.
Yeah.
So over time, all you do is just outlast him and he'd be down to zero power. Mm-hmm. Now he comes back, he's training more, everybody notices, oh my gosh,
he's
actually trained.
For 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Only 4 months.
He trained for it. Comes back, now he has his new form, and I'm sitting there like, okay, let's see how strong this form is. After I watch the movie, I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. That form can't be that much stronger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It really shouldn't have even been a problem for, and it showed it wasn't a problem for Goku or Vegeta.
Yeah,
cause it really wasn't.
They
figure out the weakness.
He didn't
in that form for 4 months.
Yeah.
And even still, it'd be like, okay, you got a new form, at best, I could say go up against Super Saiyan at best.
He even said what his power level was going to be. It was like something 1.5 million or something.
Yeah.
I was like, well, is that even that high?
I was about to say, because wasn't Goku at 1.5 million?
Yeah.
That's not even God.
Yeah.
Like,
So like at the end of this movie, I'm sitting here thinking after a while watching, like, you know, what was the point of this movie?
It really
is. Cell comes back, I can see where he will be a threat. Because he has Saiyan blood in him. He died. And okay, I get it. Broly comes back. It's fucking Broly. I get it.
Twice.
Yeah. Frieza was the one I looked at like,
I don't know if he's people's one of the most. He's the most popular. I'll say, like,
he's not the most popular. He's the most iconic.
Yeah. I guess, it makes sense because that's when Goku turned Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
Who was about to die in the movie where Frieza picked him up? And I was like, oh, he's about to Krillin him. Was it Krillin?
It was Krillin.
I was like, oh my god, this would be hilarious.
That would have been wrong if Krillin died again by then.
Yeah.
Dang, Krillin, I feel bad for you, man. Oh, so you revived Krillin too, huh?
Yeah.
That picture of the two dragons talking to each other.
Shenron.
Yeah. I wish they did something with the design.
What do you
mean? Frieza's new form.
I don't know. Change it up?
Change it up a little bit. Only they did was this color.
Yeah.
If you look at it, it looks exactly the same, but just different color. Hands, the face, whatever.
I'm okay with it.
What else would they do? Because he's this big, huge monster before. He's a little tiny midget, then becomes this big, huge monster, then he becomes
an even bigger monster, then turns into a midget again.
Yeah.
Then a midget with muscles.
Yep.
I don't know. They could have come up with something.
They could have. I say, if they would have went the cooler route, then you would have said, okay, they're jocking off what they did with cooler.
Yeah. Oh, they went the kiss method. Keep it simple, stupid.
I'm going to start using that. Oh, man.
But hold on, I gotta ask you, now that you actually saw it in theaters, what do you think about Whis?
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Damn,
what do you think about Whis?
Why is he calling Beerus? I was telling King, like, why is he calling Bills Lord?
Beerus?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm saying Bills.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why in the movie, the first time when it came out, they called him Bills, but now they're going back to Beerus.
Beerus sounds better.
Yeah.
I like Bills.
When you think about it, The what's the other god?
Whis?
No, the other god in Super. Shampa? They're all based off alcoholic drinks.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes sense to keep it with Beerus then instead of Bills.
Oh, okay.
Plus, it doesn't even fucking look like Bills.
No.
What was I saying? Oh, why is Whis calling him Lord? And he's like, he's the stronger than
Because he's the Lord of Destruction, so I guess you gotta give him his title.
He trained him to be a god of destruction.
Dude, I'm like, man, you must be a god yourself.
I was like, it showed at the end of the last movie, Battle of the Gods, when Beerus went out of control, Whis had to come out of nowhere, like, that's enough. One touch of his throat, and he's out.
That was it.
So, it had a preview of his power. Mm-hmm. And even when Beerus was sitting there telling Goku, like, look, I'm strong. He's the one that trained me.
Yeah.
So is Whis now the strongest? Well, yeah. Yeah. By default.
For right now, yeah.
But by default.
Got these other gods coming out now. The one that's a twin of him, just a fatter version of Shampa.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that his brother, maybe?
I don't know.
Maybe they'll explain. Maybe, I think they did explain, I just wasn't actually looking, but I think they'll explain it later.
They look just like him.
But yeah, when Whis finally explained why Vegeta never really can catch up with Goku, did that not make the most sense possible?
The most sense.
And then at the same time, just cut down Goku, like, look, you're good.
You're too relaxed.
He's just too cocky.
Yeah.
He's cocky and too nice.
Pause. When the fuck did Goku get too cocky?
Yeah, I was going to say, when I was watching, like, well, I've never seen him be the boastful type, but he does say, like, he gives you those sly remarks, like, oh, okay. Like, he's not trying. When he was fighting Vegeta, when he came back from life during the Buu saga, and he could have easily went Super Saiyan 3 and defeated Vegeta, he's doing little sly stuff like that when he could have did it. He always hides his strength when he knows he's stronger. Watching Vegeta get beat up by Bills, and he's just sitting there in the last movie, then he comes out at the end. Maybe that's what he was referring to, cockiness.
I mean, but when is the exact point that you can pinpoint, okay, Goku's getting cocky?
Well,
Because I can pinpoint the exact point when Gohan gets caught. Everybody can do that.
Oh, yeah.
We can all sit back, if we think about it, pinpoint the exact point where Vegeta starts to put his pride to the side.
Yeah.
That happens when he wishes everybody back from being killed from Boo. Mm-hmm. When exactly do you see Goku, do we actually see Goku show that, okay, this cockiness is starting to become a character trait of his? Because he had flashes of it against Frieza the first time.
Yeah. And I guess kind of when he came back too from after the Frieza saga, at the beginning when Trunks was there and he was fighting Trunks, and Trunks has his sword out there and he's stopping him with a finger.
Yeah. It's like this little kid.
I think that's when Goku realized, like, yeah, I'm pretty good at this after he defeated Frieza.
Right. Reese's new Super Saiyan level. Yep.
Because he didn't even know about it, so he was just fighting like a normal person.
I know when he turns Super Saiyan 3, he gets a little cocky.
Yeah, that's just because I think their nature makes him do that.
I would say, get close to that Saiyan in you. And I kind of do want to know, like, when is the exact point?
Yeah. It would have to be after the Frieza saga, I would say.
Because I know it's going to be after the Frieza saga, but more like...
Maybe they explain it more in Super.
Because I'm thinking that's probably when it happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to. Because even then, he was... I guess, maybe...
Either in Super, or probably when he finally figured out he could go Super Saiyan 3.
Yeah.
Is that the same time? Because he went Super Saiyan 3 in the other world.
Mm-hmm.
Vegeta can't go Super Saiyan 3. Yet. Yeah. I think that's probably when.
Yeah.
If not, it probably happened sometime during Super.
If they do the Super,
because he always goes to King Kai's plant's train.
Yep.
Yeah, always.
So okay, never mind. I found it.
King Kai.
Mm-hmm.
King Kai's place. Oh, yeah, it's like different gravity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Vegeta's up there with man-made ship from Bulma. Goku says, "Fuck that."
Yep.
King Kai, I'm on my way.
Yeah. Whenever he wants to.
But Vegeta, he trains in like 15, 20 times gravity.
Goku goes to King Kai's planet. He's already on 20 times.
Also, I kind of... Do you like the way they look, Vegeta and Goku, their new uniform? I like Vegeta's new outfit, but it's weird not seeing Goku with his blue undershirt.
Yeah.
I actually like it better without the blue undershirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the blue one that was like the weighted vest and stuff? And mm-hmm. Then, yeah.
Because, I mean, it kind of got to a point where, why are you still wearing a blue shirt? It's not doing anything for you.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Unless you're putting, like, 10,000 tons on.
Man, how are you getting this material?
Remember that scene where Piccolo took off his head?
Yeah, like, I was thinking about that.
Here, catch. Dude fell all the way down, like, and then took his cape off. Oh, Piccolo.
So then the actual fight.
Between.
Let me just kind of preface this right now. Goku beat Frieza the first time.
Yeah.
And then he got shot. Thus proving Whis right, that Goku is way too relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then comes Vegeta.
Who would have
beats him again.
Yep.
All thing he had to do was just release the blast. That's
what?
I think that was the purpose of it, though. Because remember... Vegeta wanted to kill Frieza, but at the same time, the first thing he always wanted to do with Frieza was to make sure that he realized, hey, you're back, make Frieza bow to him.
Yeah.
So that was done.
I'm not your lackey anymore.
Yeah. Killed his planet, so. His planet that he was supposed to rule.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do the same thing, too. Yeah, bow
and then
me.
Whis turns back time, saying, okay, we got
right, 3 minutes. That's mm-hmm. crazy. That's some great power he got. We haven't
the
even seen.
Button.
Yeah, we haven't even seen his full power yet.
I don't think we want to see his full
power. Yeah, you
don't
even need to.
Right. There's just certain anime characters you don't need to see their full.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Popo.
You
don't
I like
need
to see
that,
though.
Oh man.
Look, now we can, but back then, no. You don't need to see his full power.
We know he's strong enough to take on Super Saiyan.
Yeah, that is great. What happened, Mr. Popo killed Kid Boo? What?
Mr. Popo could have been saving the world, but he's busy chucking and jiving on top of
right.
Cleaning up for Master.
Oh, wait, so Super is out, so that means Dende should
mm-hmm.
be older now.
No, because Goten isn't older.
Yeah, they're still kids.
Okay, that's right. So he's like pre-teen.
Because even in the movie, Goten and Trunks are still kids.
Yeah.
Still kids.
They weren't in this movie, though, were they? You didn't see them at all, I don't think, in Resurrection
there.
S.
Yeah.
They were there.
What did they do?
That was the Trunks?
They was in the first scene. Remember, they was fighting that snake to try to get Videl a gift?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they got her just...
I did kind of forget that they were in the movie for a while.
Yeah. It was such a short scene.
Yeah.
I almost thought that was in the actual show. That's why I didn't remember
it. I was shocked they didn't even fight in with them.
I was in shock. They're kids.
Just keep them out of... This is one part of their history they don't even know about.
Yeah.
Gohan has to fight because, hey, he was there for the first time.
Yeah.
Piccolo has to fight because, well...
Yeah, his own plan.
Whenever Gohan is there, he's there just in case. And then Krillin. It's not a movie if you don't have Krillin. He's been in every major battle, pretty much.
Right.
In some shape or form.
That's a tough human.
Is he?
Yeah. For him to go,
or is he just extremely lucky?
I was about to say.
Well, it could be that too.
He's extremely lucky that Goku is his best friend.
And that Vegeta hasn't thought about killing him.
Right. Yeah. Well, he's thought about it.
Yeah.
Okay, thought about it since the Ginyu Force.
Yeah, okay. He hasn't done so yet. Vegeta's, he's soft enough to. He's too nice now to do that.
I don't think he's too nice.
No, he's still mean.
I mean, the second episode of Dragon Ball Super, he's following through on that promise he gave Trunks.
Oh, yeah. Music part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except, wait, I don't think they... No, they didn't go to the music part.
They did. They went to some vacation.
Like a magic show or something like that.
And he got so pissed, like, okay, I'm tired of this. I'm out.
Flew out.
And Trunks just sitting there like, thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
At least he understood.
Yeah.
At least he was there.
At least he was there.
Goku.
We're not bringing this up. But at least he was there.
Goku just said, okay,
hold on, whoa. Goku was there for Goten. Because there's a scene in Dragon Ball Super where him and Goten's are...
Oh, yeah, they're chilling.
No. Stop. They're cheating. Stop. No.
No. Let me talk.
Okay, talk, motherfucker.
Goku is the adult here. He's supposed to be out working and doing whatever Chi-Chi wants him to do to make money. I guess he was farming or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, pause.
Why does he tell Goten to get in there and do it?
Pause.
And all of a sudden, Chi-Chi gives him the okay, yeah, because Hercule gave him, what was it, 100 million zen or whatever?
Yeah.
He just said, you can go ahead and train. He just zapped off like it was nothing. Like, oh, let me not say goodbye to my son then. Who knows how long he'll be gone.
Pause.
At least Vegeta's there.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Since we're on a subject of working for your own living, what the fuck does Chi-Chi do?
Nothing.
Wow.
She's a stay-at-home mom.
She's a stay-at-home bitch.
She's a stay-at-home mom. That's right. I never thought...
About it. What? Yeah. She doesn't get a job. She's the old version of a woman. We have the new age where Bulma's the new age. She actually goes out there and work, and then Chi-Chi's stuck in the...
Look, Bulma's the breadwinner. Chi-Chi's the one bitching about why you ain't the breadwinner.
Yeah.
Even though she's married to royalty. Married to royalty, but she's in royalty.
Yeah.
Is he even still the...
Ox King? He still got money.
Yeah.
Oh. He just packs it away sometimes.
And why do we still call Vegeta Prince of All Saiyans? Shouldn't he be the king now?
I don't think Vegeta wants to acknowledge himself as the king.
I guess because of the way his dad died.
Yeah.
Because Trunks should
And not
be
to
the
mention,
prince.
He still kind of thinks... I mean, he thinks he's on Goku's level, but he still knows that he still got to surpass Goku.
Yeah.
That's the one thing. Until he beats Goku, he's not going to refer to himself as the king of all Saiyans.
Well, then you're supposed to have supposed to pass it down to him. That little ceremony, that pass it on.
There's multiple things as to why Vegeta doesn't refer to himself as the king of all Saiyans, but I think the two biggest, one, he just doesn't want to acknowledge that he's the last of a dying breed.
Yeah.
Because what? Just him, Goku, are the last full-blooded.
Yep, you're not going to get any more of those. Mm-hmm. I know his brothers, but...
Tarbo, he ain't a fighter.
I don't
really
count.
Is he counting?
Who, Tarbo?
Tarbo, is that Toriyama's?
Yeah, he was...
Yeah, it was in the special.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it? Okay. Well,
I guess you know what? That special was a preview of this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because he was coming to Earth to find Vegeta to say, help me from these two guys that are from Frieza's army. But yeah, he doesn't want to acknowledge himself as a thing because of the way his whole race fell off, and then also he hasn't beaten Goku yet, so.
Yeah.
Which actually is a lie. He has beaten Goku. Yeah, just not now.
Talking about when he was Majin?
No.
No, the first time.
He beat Goku the first time they fought.
When he came to Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about it. Goku was wiped out. He was pretty much dead, just laying there.
Oh,
then,
yeah.
Vegeta, he went to Great Ape form, got taken out of it. He could have died, but Goku, being who Goku is, made Krillin spare his life.
Krillin could have had that kill.
Krillin could have had a lot of kills.
Mm-hmm. I felt like we had that conversation, though.
Yeah.
That was on the last Dragon Ball podcast. Yeah. Like, Krillin could have had a lot of kills.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why he didn't do it.
And you're never going to see that, because if Vegeta does that, he actually reaches Goku's level. Then the show just starts to die off, because they're not going to start with Vegeta being the hero.
No.
You can't have the anti-hero be the hero.
Yeah. You have to
every
have
now
balance.
And again it'll work,
yeah.
But they just haven't come to that right moment where it'll work.
Just like we're never going to see them fight together, even though they'll be the strongest thing ever.
Like, yeah, like we said.
No,
who's look, Bill?
No, we've told Beerus, like, if they ever decided that they want to put aside their Saiyan pride and fought you, they beat your ass.
Yep, easily.
But because of that pride, I mean,
I kind of like that, though. Pride, it'd be a bad thing and a good thing, but if you're not prideful, then you don't really care about... I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't work harder.
Right. I agree with you.
You gotta have a balance in pride, though. Vegeta doesn't have that balance.
No. 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 We can't beat Kid Buu alone, so let's just fuse. Okay.
They tried it, you know?
And they were doing good, but then...
We're doing good.
Yep.
They did beat him separately, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad in the movie, Frieza...
acknowledge
not to mess with
Boo and Beard. Yep.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
so there's
man.
Some continuity there.
Yeah.
Boo was a bad mother. I'll say that makes Boo even more of a bad motherfucker. Like,
he wasn't
Frieza
in this movie either.
Mm. No, he wasn't.
Was Hercule in the movie?
Hercule was
in the movie.
He gave Goku the Honey Man Zenny.
I keep thinking that's in Super, though.
No, hold on.
Oh, that's Super.
Yeah, that's why, like, man.
Hercule was in there because he was shooting a commercial.
Oh,
no, is that?
That's in a movie, yeah.
It's a movie. He was shooting a commercial, then Majin Buu came out, was hungry.
Mm.
And
no, that's Super.
Is that Super?
Yeah. Damn. I remember Majin
Buu.
He was
in the movie. I just don't remember. What part? Him, Videl, Gotenz, and Trunks were, like, so short.
Yeah, you don't
remember.
You can't remember them off the top of your head. Are we going to talk about Beerus' funny moments in the movie?
Yeah. He had funny moments?
Yeah, when he came
sleeping.
To Bulma and said, hey,
yeah.
Come make me some of that delectable stuff you have.
Bro, yeah.
It's the wrong time. Okay, you die.
Yeah.
Let me go get it.
Yep.
Wow.
And then wake up, destroy a couple of planets, and go back to sleep.
Yep, just sneezing.
Right, that's ridiculous. He destroyed half a planet because something was too sweet or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's too sweet. Half of you must die.
Yeah. Well, gracious of him, I guess.
For the half that live.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right place, right time.
All
they
see
place,
is a purple line going straight through, like, what? Then an explosion on one half of the planet.
So, who else was disappointed? Man, this is going back when Krillin was using his destructo disc. I thought he was about to make this huge destructo disc and take all
bitty.
Of them out.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a little key blast. I'm like, man, what? Isn't it supposed to cut people?
It's been devalued through overuse and everybody getting stronger.
Yeah.
I mean, even
he could kill people
master.
With it if he hits it. He could have killed Nappa.
Yeah.
I don't think he could have killed Nappa.
You don't think he could have cut him in half?
Mm-mm. He would have put a scratch in the armor. He wouldn't have killed him.
Yeah.
That's one thing I always say. He couldn't have killed Nappa.
Chasu tried.
And that was probably the last meaningful battle Chiaotzu was ever in.
Chiaotzu was in.
No, yeah, one more battle.
What?
Yeah, who was that?
On him, Tien, and Yamcha versus the Ginyu Force on King Kai's planet.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. How
oh,
much
wait,
stronger
hold
did
on.
Chiaotzu get there?
He got weaker.
No, he got stronger, just not.
He can't.
In comparison to everybody else.
Yeah.
What is he?
He's a mind.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
That came to life.
That can talk.
Yeah,
his mind wasn't supposed to talk, but he can.
Right,
there's one strand of hair.
Oh, man. And he floats, too. Is he a kid or is he a...
Maybe he's gives a fuck? He's an older guy.
He's like Gary Coleman. You know, he has that disease problem.
Midget tossing!
Gary Coleman, man. That kid Webster, Emmanuel something.
Alright, so Orlando, you have seen the movie?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Rent time.
Anybody who was Orlando's friend that remember the status he made a couple of months ago?
I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm still on your feed, so.
It wasn't the fact that he made it, but he made it, and then he just left us all hanging there like Dragon Ball Z.
On the next episode,
we sat there for months before we realized what he was upset about. And he knew what he was doing.
All because he spoiled it for.
Well, I didn't spoil it for. I just told you.
I really wanted to see.
Yeah, I was about to say. I told you were not going to be happy with how this movie ended. Yep.
Now speak your piece.
Folks, for those who have not seen it yet, well, you had a chance, time to see it, so. But anyway, the reason why I was mad at Toriyama.
Why, you've lost all faith in Toriyama. Let's get
lost
it straight.
Lost all faith in Toriyama. God forgive me. It's because his hatred for Vegeta slipped my mind, and my fanery took over. And I was very disappointed that he did not give Vegeta the kill over Frieza. I was very disappointed at, but I should have saw it coming, because of course, like Goku, there's Superman. Like Superman, there's who else is there? There's Pikachu. Like Pikachu, there's
even though Pikachu isn't the strongest Pokemon Ash has.
No, he still should never have beaten that Raichu though.
Are we going to completely overlook the fact that Charizard probably should have never beaten the amount of Pokemon that he's beaten?
Yeah. Like who? He beat Magmar. That was a good battle.
Blastoise?
Oh.
Okay, then. Thank you. Thank you.
He beat Blastoise?
Blastoise gave it a full-on Hydro Pump at first. In his battle against Gary. Gave him a full-on Hydro Pump right in his face.
Oh, he should have fainted instantly.
Okay, so stop bitching about Pikachu.
Yeah.
It was a great battle. Matter of fact, Watch Mojo came out with the top 10 Pokemon battles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Man. I'm actually kind of disappointed in it a little bit. Only because they only focused on, like, the first four regions. Oh. Unova didn't have that many good battles in the first place. Kalos has, you got to watch Clement versus Ash, their gym battle. That's a good battle. That is a great battle.
I'll stop watching Pokemon.
Yeah, I figured. So they watched Mojo because they didn't have that battle on there.
Oh, really? Oh.
But they had fucking Pikachu versus Raichu on there. From
the
90s? Lieutenant Surge versus Ash, Pikachu versus Raichu. They had that one on there.
Should never have
that. Anybody remember that Bellsprout that beat Pikachu with a kick?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
That was on the list.
I mean, what? Wow.
Look, and Ash versus Brandon, the Battle Pyramid Green King. Hair. No, Battle Pyramid King. The one that had the three golems.
Oh, yeah.
The full battle? That was number 10 on the list.
Pikachu won that battle?
Yeah.
Against Reggie Ice, Reggie Rock.
No,
Reggie
stop. Oh, this battle, this is the final battle for Ash. If he didn't beat Brandon this time around, he couldn't fight him anymore, and he couldn't complete the battle frontier.
Oh.
So this is the final battle. Ash brought back Squirtle and Bulbasaur, along with Charizard, with Pikachu. He had his original core back together.
And what region is this?
This is the Hoenn.
Yes.
When and he went, why they're not fully evolved? Why?
Because he never trains them.
Stop. remember, Bulbasaur went back to Professor Oak because he was a peacekeeper.
I'm not doing you two, brother.
You motherfucker.
I thought he turned. Did he ever turn Ivysaur? I thought he did.
No, he didn't want to evolve. Bulbasaur didn't want to evolve.
For what?
Because he loved his powers, Bulbasaur.
Gotta embrace what you got.
I mean, if you know you can get stronger, why not get stronger?
He was already better.
Yeah.
I mean, shoot, the Bulbasaur came, kidnapped him that one episode. Everybody else is evolving. He's sitting there like, I'm not doing it. Nope. I love my power. I know Solar Beam already. Why the fuck would I evolve?
Yes, he sure did know Solar Beam.
But yeah, it was those four against Brandon's. I think he had Dusclops, Regice, who Who else was in there? Shit. I can't think off the top of my head.
These are a fully evolved Dusclops, Regice,
or two other Pokemon. And I cannot remember them off the top of my head.
Didn't he have a Latios?
No, that's Action Replay Tobias.
Oh.
That motherfucker.
Tobias.
First Pokemon, Darkrai. Second Pokemon, Latios. Who gives a fuck about the other four R?
I quit.
I swear, if you just throw in our Arceus, I'd be like, man, you know fuck what? Forget this.
I'm running. Even though I can't run, I'm still running.
You can flee. Return!
I forfeit.
Yeah. Take the money and scurry with your Pokemon to the Pokemon Center. White it out. So, yeah, but you lost all faith in Toriyama.
I gained it back now.
Why now that you gained it back? Because you realized it was your fault? Mm-hmm. And because this is what he's been doing forever? He's never going to give Vegeta his moment?
Yeah.
He did give Vegeta his moment. Frieza kneeling in front of him was his moment.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. There you go.
Like I told you before this podcast started, Vegeta is the moment guy. Yeah, Goku is the killer. Goku's the one that gets the victory. Vegeta gets the moments. Mm-hmm. Goku has one speech that probably beats any of Vegeta's speeches, but the way that Vegeta delivers all of his speeches makes Vegeta better, which makes people think. Because Goku's best speech is when he told Frieza that he's the truth of the universe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You can remember, but you don't really remember that one too much. But you can remember all of Vegeta's great ones. When he stood up to Boo. Did you think I was going to die from that?
Oh, man, that was hardcore.
See? You can that just off hardcore. The delivery of it.
I can see it in my head now.
So that's what Toriyama's going to do.
He's a genius. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do with Super now. So
have you watched any of Super?
Yeah, I watched all 5 episodes. I haven't seen 6 yet since it just came out. So.
So you all give Resurrection F a grade, if you would.
I give it an A.
You give it an A?
I give it an A. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think the reason I was gonna give it a B, but I'm gonna give it an A because Super is coming out. I know he's gonna talk about more stuff that he didn't put into the movie, like the training session that Frieza went through. In order to get that form.
That's if Frieza's in Super.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, the first movie is going to lead up to... Well, the episodes now are leading up to the first movie.
Yeah. But then
again, and they may change it.
Some of that stuff may not show, because you got to realize it's a movie. You can't have everything in there, or we'd be in there for 4 hours and not sitting through that. So.
Or they would have... Look, they would have made the movie useless.
Part 2, then. Yeah.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
That's not
what's the other one? Lord of the Rings.
Huh. Whatever. But yeah.
So you're giving it an A?
Mm-hmm. I liked it. Yeah, I liked it. It's a Toriyama work, and you can't really hate on Toriyama.
Yeah, you can. You did.
I did for that moment. I was.
You was blinded. You know.
I was hurt. I was hurt.
You was devastated.
I hurt my heart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but I still give it an A.
Okay.
Give it an A.
I'll give it a B because there's certain stuff in there, like you have your core stuff that you like. I like the comedy in Dragon Ball Z that you always have, then the nice fighting, some of the talking, but I didn't like how some of the characters were on there. Like I didn't like really watching Gohan fight. I didn't really care for seeing the Dragon Ball characters back in there. I mean, I guess they were cool for a little laugh for people to remember. Oh, you remember this was from Dragon Ball. Just remember our roots and stuff. Yeah. But, and then just the fact that you're fighting Frieza and we know if his power level was at 1.5 million and they're in their god forms, there was no way that they was going to, Vegeta or Frieza was ever going to beat Goku or Vegeta, so.
Right. And like that little guy said, his little partner. Whatever his name was.
Dude
shot up Goku.
Yeah, he's like, my lord, you only trained for 4 months.
Yeah.
He even told him, you only trained for 4 months.
And then, what did he shoot Goku with to knock him out of God for him like
that? That was pretty sweet, though. His little
but what
like,
was it, though?
Yeah, what was it? The heck did you kill Goku practically? Shoot him in his heart. What was it?
it was a ring. I guess it had like a little sniper thing.
What kind
thing
of ring was that, man?
I don't know. They aliens.
Hold on, stop. If that ring could have did that, why didn't you do that from the start? Right. Yeah. Which goes into my grade, C+.
Okay.
Ghost, I'm telling you, there's too many illogical.
Oh shoot!
Towards the end,
too, bro. I thought you were gonna give it a D minus.
No. I said, look, it's average plus. That's what it is to me. First off, the fact that Frieza only got up to 1.5 million made this whole thing useless.
It makes me wonder, like, where are the parallels Goku and them supposed to be at then? Like,
I still don't understand.
Stop. Back up. Was he bragging about being at 1.5 in his golden form, or?
That he was going to get up to that power level.
Get up to 1.5.
That's why, maybe the power levels are all different now.
He predicted that it was 1.5, but we don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. It may be less than that, the way he was fighting.
Anyway, it's C+A because, we get it. Peel off those two other folks. They're cool. Yay. Get them the fuck out the movies now. I'm done seeing them.
Yeah, I'm sick. Oh, wait. No, I'm 40-something.
Don't care anymore. Right. You want to bring up Dragon Ball stuff? Roshi was a good touch. Right. Seeing him fight again, that was good. How about Aureli? You know, the little girl that ran around a place that no one could beat? Bring her back. Let's see what she's been doing these past couple of years. Come on.
I remember General Tao. I think he was in the... Was he in the movie or the episode?
He was in the regular shows.
Was he?
Yeah.
He did something where... You told me about this.
When he was fighting. I think it was episode 171 in Dragon Ball. 171 to 172. Because everybody's trying to hide from Cell, and this guy had built up this storage saying, this is going to protect you. And then this old man from, I can't remember his name, because he was also from Dragon Ball.
Yeah, he's a...
Came to fight the dude. General Tao showed up like, nope, you ain't going to do this. I'm going to fight you. They fought. General Tao was about to kill him. All of a sudden, Gohan shows up like, nope, not happening. And General Tao looking like, you look familiar.
Yeah.
What's your name, kid? My name's Gohan. Oh, thank goodness. I thought you were this guy named Goku. Close enough. He's my father. What?
Nope, packing up.
and the rich guy, hold on. The rich guy is like, hey, where are you? I say, what are you doing? You are seeing a ghost. General Tao, I haven't, but you will if you fuck with that kid. Chopped down a tree, threw it up in the air, I quit.
Yeah, man, that was hilarious.
But yeah, bring back some of those characters, some characters that we want to know what actually happened to them in. Secondly, Frieza, I explained early in the podcast, if that's the height of his powers, what was the point in the movie?
Why bring him back? I'm tired of Frieza.
I mean, I get bringing it back for like newer fans, just to remind them, like, hey, this was the first iconic villain of Dragon Ball, of the Dragon Ball series. But I think bringing Frieza back only did more to help Beerus and Boo than it did Frieza himself.
So that means at the time that Frieza was ruling all the universes.
Fuck that. At the time Frieza was alive. Fuck, that was probably at the time when King Cole was still a teenager. Because King Cole was the one that told Frieza, hey, don't fuck with Beerus, don't fuck with Boo. Anybody else is fair game.
Yeah.
Because I say, hold on, whoa.
But who was controlling Boo way back then, though?
Bibbidi.
Yeah. Remember?
Bibbidi, the dad, yeah.
But yeah, it did patch in some holes, and so why isn't Vegeta ever going to be able to catch up to Goku? That patched up that hole.
Yeah.
Also kind of gave Goku a new character trait that kind of is needed for him being cocky. That's needed. Had some nice comedy moments, but overall just like, I don't think it was better than Battle of the Gods. Wasn't better than Battle of Gods. And... aside from being a money grab and being like, okay, well, people want more, we'll give them more, or just introduce new fans to it, I don't think it was really worth however much it was to go see it. I mean, it's worth it, but nah. Because I'm sitting there like, why are you guys going into your god forms? Unless they can't. That's the other thing they need to explain. Now that they've achieved god form, they achieve god form, can they just stay there, or do they have to transform back? Like, you know how when Goku first got Super Saiyan, he stayed there for a while, but then he had to revert back to his normal stage.
Yeah.
Is so it going to be like that, or are we just going to Broly it and say, once you're a legendary Super Saiyan, you're there until you die?
I would hate that. I would hate that.
So yeah, I give it a C+ for that. Like, just at the end, you look at it and go, Gohan, Ultimate Gohan probably could have beat him.
Frieza.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
Gohan need to get back to training.
Even if Gohan wasn't training, Ultimate Gohan was still good enough to beat him.
He's above Super Saiyan 2, Gohan. Yeah, so.
True.
And Ultimate Gohan's better than Super Saiyan 3.
Yep. Super Saiyan 3, yeah. Just a little bit.
Nah,
just a little
no,
bit.
No, it's not.
It's been proven on YouTube.
How's it been proven?
This guy, I was about to tell you guys, this is a guy on YouTube who does statistics and mm-hmm. all this on about the sand powers and all that. Mm-hmm. I gotta find that video and show you, and I'll tag y'all in it. But he really explained just how strong each level is, what number it is, and all this. And he said that Mr. Gohan is just above, just a tad bit above Super Saiyan 3.
Well,
if I can find a video, I will show you.
If it ain't coming out of Toriyama's mouth, I don't care what some random guy said. Because how does he know?
I'll be honest, I still call bullshit to that. Just based off the fights with Super Buu. Gohan tore Super Buu apart.
Right.
Yeah. Goku at Super Saiyan 3 with Majin Buu was kind of struggling. He could have beat him, but he was still struggling. Gohan against Super Buu kicking ass. And Super Buu's stronger than Majin Buu. Fat Buu.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's I'm calling bullshit to that until I see this video.
Alright, I'll search for it.
There was a fact book of like everything Dragon Ball Z that has stuff like numbers and power levels, but yeah.
Did you know that of all the Z fighters, Trunks has the most kills?
Yeah, I guess it makes sense if you go back to like this past and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And right behind him is Gohan.
Yeah.
So think about
future Gohan.
No, just regular Gohan. We ain't counting future Gohan.
Hmm. Where are all those kills coming from then?
Where are all the kills?
Hold on, stop. I'll say now.
What people Gohan kill?
Think about it.
I mean, Cell. Yeah.
I'll say he has Cell.
Cell Juniors.
Yeah.
That's 7 of them.
Yep. That was a 7.
So there's 8 right there. Yes.
Are we counting Bojack in there?
This is without movies. Yeah. Without movies. Oh. Without movies and without filler. You have them. He has... Shit, I can't remember what his name... No, he has Garlic Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, he did kill Garlic Jr.
And he has somebody else. I can't think of him off the top of my head. I cannot think of... Shit. Fuck it. But then when you throw in movies, then yeah, he becomes the one with the most kills. Because then you gotta throw in, when you throw in movies and filler, you then have the Spice Boys, you have Bojack.
Mm-hmm. Who killed 13?
Super Android 13? Goku.
Yeah.
Right. By himself?
Yeah. I told you how that happened.
Oh, that was GT, I think.
That was in the movie.
Oh, I thought
Super
it was...
Android 13.
Oh, okay, so, yeah.
17 was GT.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, so you give it an A. Keenan gives it a B or a B plus.
B plus.
I give it a C plus. Do you want any more Dragon Ball movies?
Yeah, there's gonna be some.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah, he's still alive, so still alive.
If people, they're gonna keep making them because this was like the most successful anime I think at a movie theater besides like Akira and that stuff. And I was looking at it, like, in terms of box office, and it only comes on one day, or it comes on once a day for, like, 8 days or whatever. And
wait,
make,
Akira?
Like,
is that Toriyama's too?
I don't think so. No. I'm not sure.
Have you seen that?
Nope. I just know it's not.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
It's deep. It's deep.
But, yeah. So, as long as there are demand and people still watching it, and you still have people like our age who still remember all this stuff and still buy the games, it's still going to be some.
Yeah.
Just next movie, give us another Dragon Ball reference that's not related to Emperor Pilaf.
Yep.
I'm serious. Like, I'm so serious. Bring back Aurelie. Am I the only one here that thinks that? Bring back Aurelie. That's just you. Oh my god. She was super strong at the time. Only one that could stand up to Goku and beat his ass. Bring her back. Let's see what she's done. Yeah. We've seen the Indian guy before. I can't remember his name.
Tahoe.
Yeah. Seen him. They even made reference to Jackie Chun.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Bring back Aurelie. Okay. Bring her back.
So, all right.
Hold on. J Victory Star versus the game has Aurelie in it. How are they gonna reference her more than? I'm done.
Ooh. Send a letter to Toriyama.
Maybe if Toriyama can understand English, he'll listen to this podcast.
That's right. He don't speak English, do he?
I don't think so.
Oh, see, shoot. I was about to say something, but then that'd be so racist.
Wow, let's keep that away.
Okay. You just
put that
had
on the
rant.
Uncut version.
Just went off on Miss Keisha. So
oh, let's God. Got her.
Hi, Keisha. How you doing, bitch?
How's your five kids?
You don't need no man.
That was the stupidest shit I ever read in my life.
I have never, yeah.
But all in all, I think it was a pretty decent, good movie. I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
I knew what to expect. I knew what to expect when I went in to see it, so I didn't have high expectations.
Yeah, some guy in back of us, or on the side of us, yeah. Or next to me, he was like, man, I really like the, he was talking to his friends, I really like the old art form of GBZ.
Yeah.
I was like,
welcome 2015.
Right. Times changed. Like, man,
you don't really want that, because if we still had that, we wouldn't be getting episodes or complete episodes in the speed, in the manner that we got them now.
Right.
I'm tired of that complaint in anime in general. Like, I want the old art style.
Now, just like in everything, like,
well, I mean, let me take that back.
Some anime, it, yeah.
I'll say, yeah, because if it's like, okay, they change, like, you go 2000, the anime was in 2005, they changed the art form 2010. Not enough time has passed to necessarily, but if we're talking like something that started in 1985, 2015, change the art form.
Yeah, you got to. That, and it's the future. If you want more episodes to get pumped out, you need to use this technology that we have. Look at South Park. They make changes to shows in the week before it actually airs. Like, during the
South
time...
South Park's the only show that does that.
Yeah. When President Obama got elected, they waited until his election speech was over so they could add bits and pieces to the thing, and then it was played the next day on Wednesday.
Dang.
Like, so if you want stuff to be get done at that speed... Get used to it, brother.
Mm-hmm. Bitches. I think next week will be the start of the Pokemon series that we've been sitting on for a while.
Yeah.
I wanna be.
Don't you dare. Don't you? No, we're
good. We even added too much Pokemon into this podcast.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we sure did. What was the song you were singing? The other Pokemon?
Pokemon World?
Yeah, how's that go?
You don't want me to sing that.
Go
right
ahead,
now.
Man. Go ahead. Take us away.
Nah, man.
Come on.
We don't need to sing that.
You
right
smiling.
Now.
Go ahead. Take
we don't
it away.
Need, man. I don't want to smile take right now, man. We good. We good on that.
Come on, man.
Nah, man. We good.
Take us away.
We are fine. We're just good.
Take us away.
If you want to hear me sing it, go back to the previous episode, the filler episode of the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. That's product placement, my boy.
You left it in there?
Yes, I did. At the right in there. Matter of fact, you start off the show, you hear the insert of it. So if you want to hear me sing it, just part of it. We all live. If you want to hear,
I know you want to see the rest of it. Go ahead.
No, I'm not gonna sing the rest of it.
Yeah, you sure did. You like that? You kept on it.
Pokemon, I wanna be the greatest master of them all. Greatest master, we all live here. Get the power right in your hand. Oh my god.
If they wanna be a master.
Pokemon. Okay, we're done. We're done. All right, done. We are done.
You sure?
Yes.
You sure?
I need to get the Pokemon episodes out there pronto.
Yeah.
We do.
I'm gonna cut them up and then we're gonna do something with them. We gotta probably not the next, definitely not the next episode or the episode after that or the episode after that, but one of the episodes coming up, we're gonna do our top 10 Pokemon battles or just great Pokemon battles in general.
Are we including the side Pokemon shows?
Everything in the main anime.
Oh, okay.
So nothing from Pokemon Chronicles, no movies.
Oh, no Pokemon Chronicles? No. Movies. Oh, okay. Or just Pokemon playing.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Well, that about wraps up the Dragon Ball Resurrection F. Am I saying that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah, Resurrection X. F. Yeah.
Yeah. I knew I was going to get you to slip up on that.
Yeah.
Let me see if I was paying attention. Resurrection F. But yeah, this has been the Resurrection F Dragon Ball Cartoon Something, you know, whatever episode podcast. Mm-hmm. I fucked that up, but you guys know what I'm saying. Next week, the prelude to the Pokemon series. Part 1. Digimon, Pokemon, and Yu-Gi-Oh! All in one.
Mm, I already watched Digimon. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we still need to do that live viewing of a Digimon episode.
Yeah.
Alright, well, that's about all the time we got for tonight. Yep. Go ahead. Go ahead, motherfucker.
Goodbye, folks.
Ah, shit.
Yep.
You gotta love it, man.
No, no, you
that's
don't.
It's a good movie.
No, it's not.
It's a good movie.
It's a horrible chick flick.
You got female friends, what else you supposed to do?
I'll watch Fried Green Tomatoes before I watch that.
What? Oh, you're a king.
Peace, love, and chicken grease, people. Goodbye.
I'm surrounded by a bunch of niggas.
Okay. Wow. You could not wait to say the N-word.
I've been said it.
Yeah, I think we said it several times today.
Right.
Yeah.
Screw it. On the podcast in general, we've said it.
We've reached that quota mark. If we had a certain amount that we weren't allowed to say.
I mean, Aja alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's using every sentence.
Nigga.